And we welcome you into Cougar Corner as we talk about Middle Tennessee Christian School athletics here on WGNS. And it's time to talk about the Cougar baseball team here in 2012. Alex Roberts joins us. And, Coach, season already kind of underway. I guess once you get a week and an eight-week regular season, you're well underway, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We have cranked it up and then it seems like we've been going a lot longer than just a week, but with all the practice, but we're excited and ready to go and got the games rolling.
Well, you know, you've had some great weather to deal with as well, you know, and you have to always worry in spring sports about whether it's going to be too cold. I guess you can handle the temperature, but it's the rain that's a problem, and that hasn't been as much of a problem as I thought it might have been, you know, February or so.
Yeah. And the warm weather has been really nice. As long as we can keep the rain away, I think it's going to be a really good spring. As far as temperature goes, it appears anyway. So hopefully the rain will hold off. And, you know, if we have one day a week or something, we can deal with that. Just as long as we don't have multiple days of rain, it should be a good spring.
You know, the fields that everybody has in the county, and you included there over at MTCS, you know, drains pretty well, and you got tarps and all. The tarp is what's kind of saved the game of baseball, I guess, in the spring, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Without the tarp, there's been a lot of times the last 3 years without the tarp that we would not have played. You know, and it's saved several district games, which has helped us on, you know, with non-district and then tournaments and stuff like that, so. Having the tarp has been a lifesaver.
Yeah, I've been out there. I guess I don't know if we bring the weather or not with us, but it seems like just about every time we've been out there, we've had to endure some type of obscure weather. And I remember one time frantically trying to get the tarp down, and the wind blowing, and the fun times at the ballpark. Huh?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Every time y'all come, it either snows, rains, turns cold, something. But that's okay. We enjoy having y'all out there, and glad y'all come out and broadcast
this. Well, we've got some games coming up here, and gonna enjoy Joe Barron Field again, and it's become one of the premier single A places around. You get to travel to single A parks, and you know what you see at your place, and then when you travel, I guess makes you feel pretty good about what you have there at MTCS.
Oh yeah, we try to take a lot of pride in and what we have. You know, our goal is for it to be the nicest single-A field in the state of Tennessee, and we always really try to stress to the players that, you know, to understand how good they have it and not just take it for granted. And you know, this year we've done a couple of things in the off season. We're in the middle of putting up a new batter's eye that's going to make the fence look, I believe, 15 feet tall in center field. And we've done some work on our dugouts and done a little work to our bullpen. So we're always trying to do little things to make it a little bit better, and I think we've done three little things this year that are going to make it really look even better than it has in the past. So,
you know, when you add those things to it, you know, that's going to obviously change the look of the whole place. Not that it looked too shabby to begin with, but, I mean, I think was it last year, maybe the year before, you added some turf around in different places and different little things.
Yeah, we did 2 years ago. We put a turf from behind home plate all the way to the warning track, and it goes from almost the foul line back towards the dugouts all the way around the back, and that was a big improvement. And then I really like what we've done to our dugouts because it's more. We got rid of the fence, and we basically have a railing with a pad on top and a net, so it really gives it a lot more of a baseball feel. Mm-hmm. Than it was almost like being in a softball dugout before, but now it's half open, and it really feels like a baseball dugout now. And the scrimmages we've had, the other teams they've really enjoyed playing there and sitting in it, and we've had a lot of good comments about that. So.
Well, I mean, it's so good the TSSAA likes it enough, too, to have spring fling there, and I know that's kind of a feather in the cap.
Oh, yeah. We really enjoy doing the spring fling, a lot of work, but we love showcasing our field, you know, when those teams come in. And you know, this year we're actually playing Decatur County Riverside, the back-to-back single-A state champions in the Warrior Spring Classic, because, you know, there's always a chance they may get sent over here, so they're wanting to play at our place. And just worked out that we're going to play them. So, you know, it's been really neat to host TSSAA stuff, and we hope we get to continue to do that in the future.
Well, I'm glad you've kind of padded the schedule here with such such cupcake teams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People keep asking me how you going to be this year, and I've told several people we could be much improved, and our record may not show it because we're playing in the Warrior Spring Classic. We're playing Jackson Christian, who's been a perennial state tournament team. We're playing Decatur County Riverside. We're playing Ezel Harding, who a lot of people are saying they got a shot to get to Division II a single A state tournament. We're playing Friendship later in the season. We're playing several teams. We're playing Wayne County and Adamsville. We're playing a lot of good teams this year. So the way I figured is if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So I'm all about playing them and seeing where we stand and see where we need to get our program to, and hopefully the kids will take it as a challenge.
And not only that, I did see that you're dipping into the in county waters as well in 7AAA and playing at Laverne. So you're even jumping up a couple of classes there.
Yeah, we scheduled that. Coach Williams and I scheduled that one in the fall before he departed and headed over to Blackman. But we're still excited about playing Laverne. I think that'll be a good little. Hopefully, maybe we get a good little rivalry going, maybe with them a little bit, just non-district, I think it's gonna be good for our kids to play some AAA schools and just see how things are going.
Talking with Alex Roberts here on Cougar Corner. He is, of course, the head baseball man out there at Middle Tennessee Christian School. And Coach, the last couple of years, you know, you've had District 9A has had a representative in the spring fling with Eagleville, and how do you think the district is shaping up this year? I've already talked to Travis Moore, so I'll give you a little lowdown. But, you know, he thinks his team's going to be pretty good, but everybody is going to be pretty decent. Is that just coach speak, or what do you think?
No, I think that our district will be one of the toughest in single A in the state. I mean, you have Eagleville, who is coming off back-to-back state tournaments, and, I mean, he's got – I think 8 out of 9 starters back, and you know, he's picked up. There was a couple of kids that got eligible at the end of the season that we never saw them because we didn't play them in the district tournament. But I think he's going to be very good. Cascade, I mean, they've got they got Jared Karkoff, who signed with Austin Tee, and is throwing upper 80s to the low 90s. They've got another pitcher. Rippey, who's very good. I mean, Forrest was a lot of juniors and sophomores last year. Community last year was much improved, and they were all freshmen and sophomores pretty much. I mean, you just go down the list. Moore County, they've become a solid baseball team. I mean, Huntland, everybody in our district. It's just a tough district, and I really believe we have the potential this year to put as many as two teams in the state tournament. I think that's a very real possibility that the two teams who come out of our district have a legitimate chance to be playing in spring fling this year.
One name that you didn't mention, that's Fayetteville City, and they're not playing in baseball this year. Is that right, in district play?
Yeah, they decided to play a JV schedule. I think their coach had told us that I think they have about 10, maybe 11 total players. They have like one or two sophomores, and everybody else are freshmen, and they just opted to play a JV, and so we're going down there in a couple of weeks and play a JV doubleheader, but they decided to wait till next year to hop in the mix. So I'm sure when they hop in there, that'll just add one more team who's very competitive to the already tough district.
Sure. Well, I mean, you just named about everybody, and a lot of people think that your team's going to be in the mix there as well, that there's really not a clear-cut top echelon here that, well, you might consider Eagleville and Cascade, but everybody else has narrowed the gap. I guess that may be a better way to put it, and your team is kind of in that mix.
Yeah, we feel like we have a lot of potential. We're replacing we had 6 guys graduate, so we are going to be replacing some guys, but we feel pretty good about the guys who are replacing those kids. We really preach that if your pitchers throw strikes and don't walk people and you make all the routine plays in the field that you're supposed to defensively, that you're always going to have a chance to win. And, you know, as I think we feel pretty good about right now our pitchers throwing strikes and they're competing, and we feel like as long as they'll do that and we'll make plays behind them, that, you know, we feel like we can compete with anybody. We feel like we can compete with Evenville. We can compete with Cascade. We may not beat them, but we feel like we'll have a chance to be in the game. And, you know, if they're just better than we are, then so be it. But, you know, hopefully our bats will continue to improve. And you know, we want to be playing our best in May. And that's what I keep telling the kids. We want to be playing our very best that first week of May anyway. So
that's when it all counts right there, isn't it?
That's right.
Now, tell me a little bit about the district tournament. I can't recall when you get to that point. Is it higher seed? Do you have? Is it already predetermined? How will that work?
I believe the team who finishes first will host it.
Okay.
Last year we had with the seven teams, whoever finished first last year got a bye, I believe, and everybody else played the first round at the higher seed site, and then last year we went to Cascade because they finished first.
So yeah.
I believe that was the same thing we did this fall. So, you know, you're not just, when you're playing for the regular season, you're not just playing for the top seed. You're actually going to play and, you know, get to host the district tournament and not have to travel every day. And that's very, you know, definitely helpful once you get to that point.
Absolutely. Most certainly is. Alex Roberts joining us to talk about MTCS baseball here on Cougar Corner today. Coach, I do want to get into the ins and outs of your team here in the last few minutes. One thing I did want to ask you about, too, before we do that, and that's the new bats. I've heard a lot of people talk about the new bats. Kind of talk a bit about how the change came about and whether you like it or not and how it's going to change how we look at high school baseball this year.
Yeah, I mean, my opinion on it is I think it came about because you had, especially at the collegiate level, you had, you know, those guys were just so big and so strong, and the ball was coming off the bat with such velocity that they really felt like the pitchers were in a serious jeopardy of getting, you know, seriously injured. And so you always have the trickle-down effect. Whatever happens in the NCAA eventually happens in high school. And, you know, I think the jury's still out on them. I think there'll still be kids who can hit home runs, and I think there'll still be kids who can hit it to the fence. And I also think that, you know, the kid that used to could hit a gapper, he may be more of a singles man now. And, you know, we actually right now we're playing our outfield more shallow than we ever have before until we can see, you know, how the ball's coming off the bat. I mean, I really think they're trying to make a wooden bat, a metal bat that's actually like a wood bat. That's my opinion. I think they're trying to create a bat that simulates a wood bat, and it's not wood, so it doesn't break and it doesn't cost as much money to replace them. So, but you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
And it's the economics of it. The economics of it is why they don't use wooden bats right now anyway. So I think that's probably always been the desire. If you can find something that is not going to break but kind of simulates a wooden bat, that's kind of what they want to get to.
Yeah, definitely. And it's definitely going to make pitching and defense more important than they ever were. They're very important anyway, but it's going to make, you know, if you lack pitching and you lack defense, it's going to show even more I think you're going to have a lot more opportunities with ground balls and fly balls that we haven't had before, just because the ball is not going to jump off the bat like it used to.
You know, those 10-9 wins, you know, it may be 2-1, something like that now. I mean,
yeah, because it may very well be.
You know, not saying that, you know, and I guess it makes it kind of a small ball game. Does that kind of it changes the way that those singles, if you can string together a line of singles, you know, to get a couple across the plate, that's how you're going to win instead of these doubles and triples and home runs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to make it a different – I think it's going to make it a different game. It's going to, you know, sacrifice bunting is going to become a premium. You know, safety squeeze bunts, hit and runs. I mean, it's going to make you offensively have to maybe get out of what might be your comfort zone if you've been a guy who likes to see a lot of doubles and triples and just hit the ball for some power. I think it's going to make coaches try to manufacture runs a little more. than they have in the past.
So is that going to make you feel comfortable or not? Or does it take you out of a comfort zone? How would you rather play?
We've tended to very much be, if we get a runner on and it's less than two, you know, no out, sometimes even one out, we'll bum them over and see if we can knock them in with a single. We've really worked hard this spring on safety squeezes. We've actually instituted a drill where we work on it two or three times a week on the getting the butt down where we want and the runner reading it. So I don't think it's really going to change the way we play a lot. You know, 2 years ago we went into the district, our last game of the season in the district tournament, and we hit zero home runs to that point. So I don't know that it's really going to change the way we play baseball at MTCS too much.
Well, I do want to give you the chance here to talk about your pitching staff first and tell us who we'll see out there on the mound for the Cougars.
All right. Ivy Starling, you know, is going to be, we feel like he's going to be one of our top two pitchers. Of course, he's just coming off basketball, so that's put him a little bit behind, but he's still he's done well because he did spend some time on the weekends in basketball throwing a baseball and I think working with a pitching coach. So he's come in pretty good shape. He threw a couple innings Saturday in our scrimmage and looked very good. Britt Roberts, who's a sophomore, he pitched a lot of district last year for us. Right now we think he's probably one of our top two guys. So those two guys probably will start off as our district starters. After that, we have several different guys. Kyle Howard is going to get some innings for us. Lawson Pitts is another junior who looked very good Saturday in our scrimmages. Peyton Buckner is a freshman, only left-handed pitcher we have on our team. I see him getting some good work. We have a senior, Stephen Barker, who last year had surgery on his elbow to fix a break in it that he didn't realize he had. And we've taken him and dropped him down to a sidearm pitcher. And he's looked very good in relief so far in our scrimmages. So we feel like he's going to give us some quality innings. We feel like we have some depth. Pitching-wise, we don't have guys that are throwing 85, 88 miles an hour, but we have a lot of guys who are hitting spots and keeping the ball at the knee, and we feel like if we can do that and mix the speeds up, then those guys can definitely compete and give us a chance to win.
Well, let's take it around the infield into the outfield and kind of introduce us to who you have on the bags and out in the outfield.
All right. A lot of that's going to depend on who's pitching there each day. Right now, at third base, Kyle Howard he was our starting third baseman last year, and he's a junior. He's improved himself. He's worked hard in the offseason working on the position, and right now he would be our starting third baseman. At shortstop, we're going to kind of have guys splitting time. Lawson Pitts is a junior. Who has really improved a lot since last season. He's worked really hard and looked really good defensively. Ivy Starling also is going to play shortstop as well. Lawson's kind of our utility guy. He can play short, third, or second, so kind of depending on who pitches, he's going to kind of move around. Right now at second base, Joseph Warner, who's a junior, has pretty much put himself ahead of the pack at second base, and he's looked really well and done a good job. First base is still kind of open. Stephen Barker, who's a senior, has been working there. Now that the basketball guys are back, another senior, Hunter Rendall, has been working there. We're trying different people just to kind of see who might step out ahead. It's even possible that we might move Kyle Howard may play some at first as well, depending on who's pitching. Catching, we have Lucas Smith, who was our catcher last year. He's a junior, and he's improved again, and he's looked good behind the plate. The outfield, there's five or six guys who are kind of in the mix right now. I would say Caleb Gibson, another junior. You can see we got a lot of juniors. he's kind of set himself apart in center field so far. We moved him from left field, and it's almost like a light switch came on. You know, he looks a whole lot more comfortable in center, and he's hit the ball well in our scrimmages. We actually have a freshman right now in left field, Austin Melton, and he's done a good job out there. Right field, last year starting right fielder Heath Bowman, he's another one of the basketball guys that just got out there. So he, hopefully he'll, you know, we're looking forward to him having a good year. We also have a junior, Taylor Sanders, who's working out there. A freshman, Justin Wynn. We're working him. We got about five guys that are, you know, trying to earn those three spots at the moment. So, and Philip Bonneby is a sophomore who, right now, probably going into the season, probably going to be our DH. He's looked good hitting the ball. We're just not sure where he fits in the puzzle in the field. So sometimes you got to have a DH. So we think he's going to probably be our DH. And we're excited. We feel like we got some older guys and some younger guys, and if we can just get everybody to believe in each other and believe in their abilities, we feel like we can have a good season.
Well, this next week, it's kind of an easy week. You've got Cascade in two games, and then Laverne. So, you know, hey.
Oh yeah, let's just play the easy guys right off the bat. Cascade will be a challenge. We're excited. Our kids always get excited about playing Cascade, so we're looking forward to that challenge. And of course, playing Laverne, a AAA school, and that'll be tough. But you know, hopefully our kids will look at it as an opportunity to go out and show what they can do against a school a little bit bigger than us.
Well, Coach, we look forward to the season. I know that we've got several games in our broadcast slate here, so we look forward to seeing you either at Joe Barron Field or who knows where. So we
All
appreciate
right.
you spending some time with us here today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me on.
Coach Alex Roberts joining us here on Cougar Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll wrap up the coaches' shows here in just a moment.